Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back, guys, to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. Hope you've been having an amazing time with this last business clump that we've got, all about the mindset that you need in order to make even more money, in order to progress as a professional, in order to have a good time while you're doing it. And you got to check out the last episode, especially if you haven't heard it, on finding a mentor, because that's one of those things that will take how you feel about yourself, how you feel about your life, and how you perform, how you show up in your life and in your business to a whole new level in a fraction of the time. Because the whole deal here is that trying to do everything by yourself, where it might feel great for the ego, is the slowest, least efficient, most expensive, most riddled with mistakes path that you can take. And so finding a mentor solves all of those problems. And so will today's episode, because today's episode is all about collaboration, especially with a mindset of competition versus collaboration. Because throughout my time, I've only really been in business up to this point with my own business for about 4 years. And I have kept on hearing things like, is it a wise idea to partner up with another coach? Because aren't they going to take your business? Things like that. Aren't you guys going to be competing? Is this really a good idea? Trying to push on me this notion that competition is the name of the game when you're trying to grow your company. And this whole episode will reframe that for you so that you can make things even easier for yourself. And so you don't have to do all the work yourself. And things can be even more easy and juicy and amazing and fun.
What you're going to be learning today is how collaboration can actually be one of the keys for you to create massive success in your entrepreneurial journey, especially for those of you that are in more service-based type of businesses.
The whole idea here is that we've got to scrap all of the old sales and mindset. This whole idea of competition wastes so much energy. And it burns a lot of the creativity and a lot of that sort of heart-centered power that you've got that could be directed to servicing your clients or your marketing, your sales calls. The whole idea here that there is no such thing as scarcity in the world. We've got nearly 8 billion people on the planet right now. In just LA, in just my city, we've got over 4 million people. And a lot of the people who I've spoken to with this scarcity mindset of, no, you can't collaborate with other people in the same industry because they'll take your followers, they'll take your clients. Each one of them has like 10 clients at a time, max, when they're kicking ass. 10 versus 4 million. And so they're trying to tell me that we'd be fighting over the same 10. That doesn't make any sense. So open up your mind to the idea that there's an abundance of business. There's an abundance of clients. You won't run out, especially when you focus on improving how you show up, improving your offers, improving the power of your products or your services, then you really won't have competition. Mathematically, it doesn't make any sense. As long as you can attract your clients, you will attract clients. So that's one of the big reasons why we can throw that old 1950s mindset right out the window.
Absolutely. And one of the other things that we can look at here too is the possibility that when you collaborate, you're actually reaching so many more people. And one of the best examples of this, especially when we talk about marketing strategies, for instance, is if you're somebody who has a network of 1,000 people and you collaborate in a small way with someone else who also has a network of 1,000 people, just by you two collaborating and connecting, you're cross-pollinating your audiences, meaning you're both getting exposure to the other person's audience. And now instead of just having 1,000 people who have exposure to you, you have 2,000. You've doubled your impact just like that. And you've also allowed that person to reach and connect with the other people in your network. It's really starting to understand that the more that you open up the door for possibility, the more that you step into this mindset that collaboration is actually one of the most powerful ways to grow your authority, your audience, your presence, and your business, you can start to step into so many new opportunities where you can collaborate with people who may and or may not be in the same niche or service or industry as you, but can still serve a different group of people than you do.
Even if you do collaborate with someone who is focusing on the same niche, it doesn't matter. Because remember that your service and your product most likely is not unique. Unless you've invented something that literally nobody else on the planet knows about, then your stuff is not special. Sorry, I'm going to put the mirror right up to you. The thing that gets your clients to work with you is you. You're special. You are unique. And, you know, if you thought that it was your services that are getting people in the door, then you really got to look long and hard at your marketing and who you are and your business, because that's simply not true. And so when you realize that you are the X factor, then you realize that there cannot be competition for you. So why not collaborate? Because, for example, you know, I'm collaborating with Sophie on this podcast. And some of my audience is her audience. Some of her audience is my audience. That's totally fine, because some people will gravitate more towards Sophie's energy and who she is. And some of her audience will gravitate more towards mine. And when we collaborate, we just expand the pool of people who could possibly work with either one of us. And there's no competition, because a person who is kind of interested in me, but really wants to work with Sophie, but listens to me as part of my audience, won't work with me anyway. There's no competition for Sophie here. That person was not going to listen to me anyway. They were entertained, could use it, but not enough to spend money on it. But then I bring this person over and she's like, been looking for Sophie this whole time. Then it's a beautiful marriage and boom, done. And that goes the other way around. So there's so many other ways in this whole idea of collaboration that actually eliminates competition and helps both of you grow in this beautiful way, where you're actually doing your clients an enormous favor.
Absolutely. And one of the other things too to remember here is that you're not for everybody. And if you're coming from the mentality or the space feeling like you need to work with every person that walks through your door, you're probably operating at a place of lack and from a place of scarcity, feeling like, if I don't get this person to sign up with me, there's never going to be another person. Quite frankly, having operated from that place previously or in the past, it's not a fun place to be in. And I'm sure for those of you that may be experiencing that right now, you're working with people that don't necessarily set your heart on fire. And your business is, it's a lot more work than it is fun. And so when you open up this door for collaboration, it actually allows you to step more into your zone of genius. And it allows you to start working with more people who you feel authentically aligned and connected to, rather than just working with somebody because they need the service you offer. And so the more that you collaborate, you open up the opportunity for you to create a business that actually feels more in alignment, that feels more in integrity, that you actually enjoy doing, and you can eliminate all of the things that aren't necessarily the things you love anymore, and focus on just the things you do love. And the people that align with that, we'll see that, and they'll be even more connected to you because of that.
Well, very, very powerful point. By the way, guys, if you've been listening to us for a while, you know that's a theme in what we're talking about. Do the things you love. Be the person you love. Work on the things that you love, because it's not just about enjoyment. It really is about becoming even more successful. Again, it's a 1950s mentality. You know, work, that's why you call it work, because it's not fun. Oh, what a big bag of garbage. If you want to be a miserable curmudgeon, you can buy into that belief and you can hate yourself until you die. And that'll be your life. Or you can get this new mentality of no, that people will respect you even more, trust you even more when they see that you love what you do. And when you love them, they'll love you. And that's called great business. And the gorgeous thing is there too, that when you collaborate with another person, Like Sophie said, yeah, not everybody's going to love you. But if you're on your own and someone comes to your door and they're not really the people that you want to work with, but you're not collaborating with anybody, you just turn them away. That's it. And so it's almost like a lost opportunity for that person because now they're stuck with an empty drawing board again. But also, how awesome would it be if you were collaborating with at least one other person in your field? And now when a person comes in, they're not quite who you want to work with. You have someone you can refer them to. I do this all the time. And it's awesome because now I don't just say like, nope, sorry, tough tits, bye. Go deal with this on your own. I have someone to say, yeah, I don't think we're the greatest fit, but I know someone who would be absolutely perfect for you. And I do the introductions. And then my partner benefits more business, you know, for him or her. The client benefits because they don't have to look. They get handed with care and love to someone who will be able to help them. Everybody wins. And when you have that set up for you, it's free marketing for you. Because eventually someone's going to go to your partner who won't match them and they'll turn that person over to you. And you didn't have to do anything except for be your awesome, badass self.
So let's switch gears here a little bit. And let's focus on really understanding how this can look when you see the people who are successful and you see the people who aren't so successful. And one of the things that you'll notice is those people who have achieved massive success, they didn't do it alone. They had a team or a support system or someone or something that they created a connection with, relationship with, and we're able to get to the bounds in the places that they've gotten to. It's important to understand that if you're allowing your ego, in essence, to get in the way of saying, I want to do it on my own, to feel the pride of having done it on my own, you are taking away from the world all of your gifts and all of the opportunity and the possibility to serve so many more people in so much less time. Because if you would give yourself permission to put it down and to know that by collaborating, by connecting, by building relationship, you would actually be able to support so many more people in so much less time. And also, through that, the examples we've given you previously, so many other people would be served through the collaborations that you make. That is how you build an incredibly successful business in a much shorter period of time.
So there are a couple of reasons that this happens, other than the ones that we've been talking about, which is simply like handing business off to each other and helping each other market your services and products. But there is an energy that is a really powerful one when you collaborate with people who are on your level or maybe even better than you, more successful, more experienced than you are, because we've got to remember that the people that you spend your time with are going to be teaching you things. Whether you know it or not, you take in things through osmosis. Even in a simple conversation, you pick up on their energy, you pick up on their beliefs, you pick up on their body language, you just pick them up. And so when you collaborate with people and they are who you want to be, or they're at your level and learning with you, then you tend to learn a lot more in a much faster time than if you were going to do it on your own. Little business tips and tricks, how to handle sales calls, what people do on Instagram or any other part of social media. You're going to learn a lot from these collaborations. And so it becomes an educational thing too, that if you want to keep on growing your business, you must continue to keep learning. You have to. The moment that you stop learning is the moment that your business stops growing. And that's just the way it goes. Imagine having two or three people who are in your business who are all a little bit better than you, right? A little bit more experienced. They've been in the game for maybe another year, or they have an even bigger following, or they somehow charge even more and their clients love them for it regardless. And you're hanging out with them, you're spending time with them, you're talking with them, you're learning with them, you're sharing with them, or maybe even helping them. Imagine what kind of education you'd be getting just from that. Imagine how valuable that would be. People usually have to pay for that. And so you'd be getting it for free. And it would be a part of who you are, a part of your weekly activities. And so that would help give you that energy to push forward even more. These people would inspire you. They would push you. They would help you in times of need. All these things are invaluable. And imagine trying to do all that stuff for yourself on your own. It's a totally different game.
As y'all are seeing right now, it's not just optional. Collaboration is critical to business success and to really the sustainability and the longevity of your business, because the more people that you connect with, the more relationships that you build, it's like you're creating multiple lifelines for the business, because that's really what it's about. It's about building relationships that help create the reputation that is based off of the results that you get your clients. And at the end of the day, it's really about building those relationships.
And so the task for the day is choose your own adventure, depending on where you are. So option one, if you know other people who are in your field, either they're friends of yours, they are people that you've met at different seminars or whatever, maybe you just know your competition, right? See if you can make them into your collaboration partners. Maybe pick one person and see what you could do. Pitch the idea of collaborating instead of competing. Now, if you don't have anybody, let's say you move to a new area or into a new business, you just don't really know, then create a character sheet of who would make the optimal partner for you. Who are you going to be looking for who would make an amazing partner for your business or your marketing or whatever you're focusing on right now? And then start actively looking for them. Start seeking these people out. And you don't need many for now. Just focus on getting yourself one solid partner. See what you could do together, either as referral partners or marketing partners or shouting each other out on social media or even collaborating on a project. What can you do together to help each other grow instead of continuing to compete?
And on that note, guys, we will see you on the next episode.
See ya.